My brothers and sisters, I want to tell you the truth. You come here, you'll hear the truth. You'll get a scan as to why you are not growing spiritually much faster than you could have. Now, I'm not saying you all haven't grown spiritually. Many of you have grown spiritually tremendously from the time I first knew you, without a doubt. But let me also say that a number of you could have been miles further ahead than you are today. Your growth could have been much more if you had been a little more sensitive to sin and allowed the Lord to rebuke you, reprove you, discipline you. You know that Old Testament psalm where it says, let the righteous smite me. It's like oil on my head. It's like, I think it's Psalm 141. You let the righteous smite me. It's like anointing me with oil. You know, anointing with oil is the way people were blessed and anointed for service. So that's a great verse. In case you don't know it, I think you should know it. Turn with me to the Psalms. Psalm 141 and verse 5. If you don't know this verse, you must remember it all your life. Let the righteous slap me on my face in kindness and let him reprove me. It's like he's anointing me with oil. Don't let my head refuse it. I mean, if we said, brother, we want to appoint you as an elder now and we want to lay our hands on you and come here, we want to anoint you. And oh, how many of us would rush forward for that? But this is the same thing. The same thing. Let the righteous smite me. Let not my head refuse it. Don't let me pull back. Let me submit to that and say, do it, brother. I want to be an anointed person. I have tried to follow that all my life. I remember when I was a young man and I was misunderstood in a church I used to attend. And some people falsely accused me to the older brothers, and the result was I was not allowed to speak in that church. Not for one or two Sundays. I used to speak every Sunday in that church. This is when I was about 30 years old. And because of that misunderstanding, and the elders never sought to clarify it, for the next 3 years, or 2.5 years at least, I was not allowed to preach in that church. Not a single Sunday. And the Lord said to me, keep quiet. Accept it. Don't question it. Submit to the elders. Now, nobody knew, taught me about submission in all those days, but the Lord spoke directly to me. And I kept quiet, and my wife and I would sit at the back of the hall, and people would come up to me and say, oh, Brother Zach, what happened? I wouldn't say anything. I would not open my mouth in one word of self-defense. I would not say they misunderstood me. I can speak about it today because you don't even know who they are. But if I had spoken about it then, people would have known who I was referring to. They're dead and gone now. But I knew much later, and after those 3 years, I left that place and I moved to Bangalore. It wasn't here. Otherwise, I would have still been sitting there. And after we came here, and 2.5 years after we came, or 3 years after we came here, the Lord established CFC. Then I knew why God had taken me through those 3 years of reproof and rebuke and misunderstanding. He was testing me to see whether I would obey Him and keep my mouth shut. And I believe that if I had, listen to me, in those years, if I had not kept my mouth shut and I had risen up in defiance against those elders and said, these guys have misunderstood me, and tried to speak against them to all the others, I tell you, I would not be sitting here today. I would not be involved in raising CFC. CFC would have been built by somebody else, not me. God's work is not going to depend on one man. If one man fails, another man takes over. Judas Iscariot, my belief is that Judas Iscariot was supposed to write the epistles because he was the cleverest of the apostles. He missed out on it, so what? God found Paul. So if I had failed, God would have found somebody else, definitely. That I don't have any doubt, but I wouldn't be here. And it's possible that God has a plan for you and he's taking you through a period of discipline and reproof. I'm talking to young people here. And you don't accept it. You're disturbed that somebody smote you. Not physically, but in words that humiliated you. And you don't accept it. You're missing out on a ministry God has for you in the future. Now, I'm not saying that you should accept it for the sake of a ministry. That's pretty selfish. But because God is knocking at the door of your heart. As many as I love, I rebuke, and I discipline. That is the way I'm knocking at the door of your heart. Did you ever connect those two verses together? Revelation 3, 19 and 20. That is the meaning. How do you know that Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart? Read the previous verse. Don't read a verse by itself. You'll misunderstand it. The previous verse explains it. I rebuke and I discipline. That's the knock. I'm knocking loud and clear. Will you open it? Will you open it means will you submit to it? Will you accept it? Or will you reject it and say no, no, no? Then you wonder why is the Lord not near to me? Why doesn't he come and sup with me? Because you don't accept his correction. And those of you who have come here regularly through the years, I'm sure many a time you have heard the Lord knocking at the door of your heart on a Sunday morning. Somebody wrote an email to me last week saying to CFC, why doesn't Brother Zach give us more milk? It's always meat, 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 meat. We need some milk. So some other brother was replying. I told him, please reply to him saying there are hundreds of thousands of milkmen distributing milk all over. You don't have to go to Brother Zach for that. But if you want to go, please read Good Foundation and Purpose of Failure. There's some milk also in our literature. But the great need is what Paul said to Timothy. The time will come, 2 Timothy 4, when they will not want to hear hygienic words that leads to godliness. They will heap to themselves these hundreds of thousands of milkmen, teachers who will just tickle their ears. Paul told Timothy, reprove, rebuke. When you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. You read it for yourself in 2 Timothy 4. Because the time will come when people will not want to listen to it. We are living in those times.